This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in the cattle markets?
Well, we saw a cattle market today that had a little trouble making up its mind which way it wanted to go. We started a downside off the opening, and it looked like it was going to be a pretty rough day of profit-taking to the downside. And then the buying started coming in, pulled us into positive territory, put both live cattle and feeder cattle positive, but by the close, only the feeder cattle was able to stay positive, kind of like we saw back on Thursday when the feeders had the best gains over the live cattle back then also. Choice box beef continued to work higher. We was up 407 at midday. Selects up 471. Total movement of 79 loads. Pork cuts were up 12. The cattle slaughter, 97,000 head. On the close today, February cattle down 37 cents. April down 55. Jan feeders were 72 higher. March feeders up $1.02. And Feb lean hogs, 37 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operate the two best farm shows in the state of Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 14 to 16 at the State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for more details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Take a drive through rural Oklahoma and you'll see a great thing happening. Young farmers and ranchers working alongside their contemporaries, preparing for a stronger tomorrow. These are Oklahoma's best and brightest, and our future depends on their success. Our young farmers and ranchers like to say, "You're next, are you ready?" To learn how you can support Oklahoma's next generation of farmers and ranchers, go to okfarmbureau.org.
Tom, what's leading to the sell-off in the wheat markets?
Well, Leslie, there was nothing directly tied to the grain market to push it down. Yes, we did see a higher dollar today. We didn't really see anything great about our export inspections. But the thing that hurt the commodities as much as anything and hit the grain market and caused the fund selling to take place was the fact overnight the China stock market lost about 7%. We saw today our U.S. stock market down at times as much as 450 points, and that just seemed to kind of bleed into the selling that took place in our grain complex with wheat, corn, and soybean meal all making new contract lows. March KC wheat was down 14 and a quarter. July KC down 13 and three quarters. March Chicago down 11 and three quarters. March corn 7 and a quarter lower. July corn closed 6 and three quarters lower. January beans were down 6 and three quarters. March beans down 8 and one quarter. And March cotton 67 points lower.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler on the Radio Oklahoma Network.